We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household? Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years, especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ.
This is how Allie and I got married. We're boyfriend, girlfriend. We were like, you know, we really feel like we had something.
We talked about getting married for like a year before we actually did it.
Yes. And then And then we decided to do it. We went to the courthouse, met the lady. She was very nice.
We had such a nice
set our vows, yes. There's a whole funny story about that as well. But
Yoni was so nervous.
Our moms were there.
Yes.
I was very nervous for some reason, because that moment is happening. Like, you know, it's like
crazy.
It was like, this is happening today, you know.
And I feel like we went so low-key about it that we kind of were like, damn, wait, this is actually kind of serious.
Yeah.
When we were there, like, we were still like, oh, like, what are we doing? Oh, or whatever.
Signing papers, and the lady's explaining. She looked at me in my eyes like,
yeah, she made it like super serious, but she was so nice.
She was so nice, yeah. So if you're watching this, if you're signed up to our Patreon, we really appreciate.
Our lady?
Yeah, yeah. What do you call her? Like the lady, the person that marries
you.
Well,
she's a judge.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have like a wedding with
had flags all around us. It was like a cool setting.
It was just so chill.
But nobody was in there other than me, Alia, and then like our moms.
Our moms.
We wanted to keep it like that.
Even our moms being there made me feel some type of way, because they were like taking photos, and I just feel like
getting it's emotional.
Such an intimate moment where I'm like. I don't know. I don't like being watched being in love that way. I don't like people like watching me share my love with someone. It makes me uncomfortable. It's something that like I feel like people shouldn't have access to.
I was a bit uncomfortable, but I can't imagine doing this in front, because people do this. You know how people do this, right?
Yeah, with like the way that like, I just can't wrap my head around the
people
way that
do this people with spend a crowd.
Like, hella money on this. And then invite people to come and witness this super impactful moment. I'm like so the opposite, where like I don't want people to be here It takes me out of the moment.
Yes, it definitely kind of took me out of the moment a little bit. I was really trying.
That's why we didn't want to, like, it felt so uncomfortable.
Yeah, but this is really, really just us. Because
it is very specific to us, yeah.
Many people want that. Many people look forward to that day specifically. They're like, I can't wait to have my uncle, my cousins, all my friends be there. Some people... brains think like that, and that's totally fine.
Yeah, and I also can totally understand how you can totally feel that way.
Because you're excited. This is the next chapter of your life. You want to be celebrated, whatever, whatever. We are just a little bit different with that, which is okay. We're not shitting on the idea of doing that.
No.
Exactly. So if
I do think some people go like over the top, but I am allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah, true. People do go over the top.
Okay. Because I feel like I can't say anything. I got to just be like...
No. Say whatever you want to say. Anything else?
No, that's it. Somebody said, why did you get married so young? I think they're probably asking me because mm-hmm. I was 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 22. I don't know. I just found my person. I wasn't thinking I'm getting married young. I'm getting married
old. People get married at 18.
And I also just don't take marriage so seriously in the sense that I'm like, it's not that crazy. Like, I don't know why. Maybe I'm the delusional one. And I don't really ask how serious this is, but the seriousness is not here yet. Is it in the room with us? Because I hear people say that all the time when I say that I'm married, and people are always like, oh my God, but you're so young. And I'm like, I'm not in prison.
Yeah, I know, right? People tell
me
that too. I'm
not like, my life isn't over. Why are you acting as if I just am like the way people see marriage is so interesting.
Yeah. Like I said in the other episode, someone was like, you're so young. She said it in such a negative like connotation.
Yeah. As if like, I
was almost like offended.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, excuse me? Like, are you married?